Have you ever noticed how some of the most intelligent people still struggle with basic relationship conflicts? This paradox lies at the heart of human connection. Most of us were taught that conflict is something to avoid, that fighting is bad, and simple apologies fix complex situations. But what if conflict isn't the problem at all? What if it's actually the pathway to deeper connection? Our brains react to relationship conflicts as legitimate survival threats. When someone we care about criticizes us, our primitive brain activates as if we're being physically attacked. This explains why we often sacrifice authentic self-expression for connection, fearing honesty will lead to abandonment. The painful truth is that we need deep connection for well-being, yet achieving that connection requires navigating the very conflicts we're programmed to avoid. Good relationships aren't defined by an absence of conflict, but by the ability to work through it. Without addressing conflict, relationships remain superficial or fail entirely. The most successful couples haven't mastered conflict avoidance, they've mastered conflict navigation, developing the ability to move from disconnection back to connection through what's called the conflict repair cycle. When conflict erupts, our scared animal brain activates, the primitive part constantly scanning for threats. Like rescue dogs with past trauma, we react defensively when feeling judged in important relationships. Our brain operates with two main systems, the backseat, brainstem and limbic system, focused on protection, and the frontseat, neocortex, enabling rational thinking and empathy. When triggered, the backseat takes control, compromising our thinking. This hijacking manifests through four coping strategies. Posture, like a porcupine, we puff up defensively, attacking to protect ourselves. Collapse, like a hermit crab, we retreat inward and sink into shame. Seek, like a golden retriever, we anxiously pursue reassurance and connection. Avoid, like a feral cat, we create distance by physically leaving or mentally checking out. The cost of conflict avoidance is substantial. Research shows couples who handle conflict well live 10 years longer than those who don't. When we claim to be fine while disrupting the conflict repair cycle, we adapt to chronic stress, what health professionals call the silent killer. At the heart of relationship conflicts lies what Gaddis calls our core inner conflict, the tension between our true self and strategic self, like a compass with two needles pulling in different directions. The strategic self develops as a survival mechanism when children internalize conflicts. Without secure attachment relationships, this protective self dominates to maintain connection. Consider Philip. Despite his Ivy League education, he followed family expectations into finance rather than his authentic path. He received external validation while growing increasingly depressed and eventually lost his girlfriend who couldn't penetrate his emotional walls. The gap between your true and strategic self generates anxiety and depression. Relying on strategies rather than honest expression during conflicts makes resolution nearly impossible. The further you drift from authenticity, the harder fulfillment becomes. What might change if you led with your true self instead? Most people approach conflict from victimhood, blaming others for relationship problems. When hurt, we enter the victim seat in the valley of victimhood, losing perspective and choice. Victims create dysfunctional triangles with three roles: victim, villain, and rescuer. Venting to a friend about your partner spreads tension without resolving the core issue. Moving from victim to author means taking responsibility for your narrative. The author gains a mountaintop perspective with more options. Becoming a relational leader requires four steps. 1. Admit you're stuck and need help. Acknowledge when you can't move forward. 2. Take personal responsibility. Stop blaming others and say, "I'm the problem." 3. Learn, grow, and develop. Commit to learning what you don't know. 4. Embrace and engage in conflict. You can't become a relational leader by avoiding difficult conversations. The fastest path through conflict is owning your part. When Trudy shifted from, "You never call me," to, "I'm hurt that you don't call," her son heard her instead of becoming defensive. Leading with I statements rather than accusatory you statements transforms conversations. What conflict could you take more ownership of today? Most relationships fail because people cannot manage their reactivity during conflict. Your emotional discomfort threshold, EDT, determines how much discomfort you can tolerate before shutting down or lashing out. Increasing your EDT requires self-regulation and self-reflection. The Nestor meditation builds this capacity. Number, rate your trigger 0 to 10. Emotion, label your feelings. Sensation, notice physical sensations. Thoughts, observe your thinking. Resource, find a grounded place within. Self-regulation isn't suppressing emotions, but riding their waves until they pass, staying present during emotional storms while maintaining awareness. Resources help navigate emotional waves. Internal resources include your breath or kind heart, while external ones might be the ground beneath you or a loyal pet. The most effective external resource is another person providing emotional safety. When needing space during conflict, address the other person's fears. "I'm not running away. I just need a break so we can both feel better." Consider how different your last argument might have been with a mindful pause before responding. LUFU, listen until they feel understood, helps people relax their defenses and create connection when they feel truly seen. The 8 steps to LUFU begin with presence. 1. Curiosity. Stay curious about what is and isn't being said. 2. Reflective listening. Repeat back what you hear using phrases like, "It sounds like." 3. Same page questions. Ask, "Is that right?" to confirm understanding. 4. Active listening. Sometimes requires interrupting to ensure comprehension. 5. Empathy. Put yourself in their shoes and feel what they feel. 6. Validation. The 3 most powerful words, "That makes sense." 7. Ownership. Take responsibility for your part without justifications. 8. Completion. Ensure the person feels completely understood. Most people listen while waiting for their turn to speak. The goal isn't politeness, but genuine understanding. People often prefer occasional interruptions if it means being truly understood rather than having someone politely nod while mentally disengaged. Supportive relationships are the primary predictor of positive life outcomes, outweighing wealth, education, or genetics. People with strong connections live longer, healthier lives. Conflict isn't the problem. It reveals our essence and catalyzes growth. The conflict repair cycle occurs naturally, like changing seasons. When approached with presence and kindness, it creates stronger bonds. By recognizing patterns, taking responsibility, and embracing conflict as opportunity, we develop fulfilling relationships where authenticity meets needs. Exceptional relationships aren't defined by absence of conflict, but by how people repair ruptures. When we stop avoiding conflict, we make tremendous leaps in personal development. As Marcus Aurelius said, "What stands in the way becomes the way." Each difficult conversation builds our capacity for intimacy. The next time conflict arises, remember, it's not an obstacle to connection, it's the very path that will lead you there.